Today's race is brought to you in part by Advantage Communications, proudly supporting NASCAR on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
And Murphy, right behind the leader, pulls up right underneath that rear spoiler of the 51 of John Zaretsky. Now Havoc gets in there, he gets spun around. No, nice piece of driving right there by Roger Havoc. Holy cow, as he clucks it up with Matt Murphy. Way to keep it on the racetrack. He's going to stay maintained and try and catch back up and get into position. So he's got a few cars to get around as it costs him two spots.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts, playing Dave Pyland clips as we're honoring the memory of our very dear friend Dave Pyland tonight, and we're glad you could be here with us. I'm glad that John is on hold and got to listen to that, because this is a race I remember very vividly, and it was a lot of fun. This was from back, I think, in 2002, and again, it's been just an absolute blast to be able to listen to Super Dave in action again. Let's get to the phone with our guest. He is now, proudly, we can call him a three-time champion in the Super Stock Division. John Zaretsky from Evergreen Speedway joins us tonight. Congratulations, John.
Hey, thanks, guys, and thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you on. Talk about this championship and the struggles that, you know, you always go through to get one of these things. You've done it a couple times before, and talk about the season.
Oh, you know, really started off as that we really had no intentions of racing for a championship, and there got to be some talks about two or three weeks before the race season started. We had a couple sponsors inquire about wanting to mark it on the side of our race car, and we got in some talks with them, and they were excited about it, but we didn't get any deals put together, and we thought, well, we better get to the races. We were kind of in the middle of negotiations, and they wanted to run for a whole season, and so we started the season, and we started late. We didn't even start until 3 weeks before the season, even building a race car. We didn't have one. Had sold it to Rob Touche last year at the racetrack.
Uh-huh.
So we built the race car in 3 weeks and got into the first race. No paint, no powder coat. Barely made it. Rolled in, you know, two, 3 minutes before the main event and unloaded it and had a decent car, but didn't get everything all tight, and a piece of lead fell out of it, and we had to come in the pits to try and tighten it up, Anyway, that's kind of where it started, and about 3 weeks later, we cemented a deal with Zip Fizz, natural energy drink, and kind of from there, it just kind of escalated. We won a few races in the first part of the season, and then we kind of got on a roll and won some in a row, and then that was kind of it. And then we struggled a little bit after the halfway point, and just kind of raced on from there and soldiered on and tried to start racing for a championship here with two or three races from the end.
I know one of the highlights for me was being out there on opening night for you guys, and everyone was wondering where you were, and then all of a sudden, I don't know how you did it, but you got that massive hauler of yours, probably going about 70 miles an hour out of turn four on the 5/8, virtually got it airborne trying to get it into the pit so you get that thing unloaded. Was that you behind the wheel on that little maneuver?
Yeah, yeah.
I figured it was.
I got to be the truck driver, too.
And that's how it started for you, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad you brought up the association with Zip Fizz, because not only did you, you know, like you said, you didn't start out concentrating on the championship, and we hear that from a lot of people that's on the show, but also your association with the Figure 8 Auto Racing Group. We're going to have John Carlson, your 2007 champion, coming up on the next segment after you're done. But you also brought Zip Fizz in as a series sponsor for the Figure 8 Auto Racing Group, which elevated that series up a lot, too, I think.
Yeah, it helped out a bunch. You know, I think that, you know, I certainly wouldn't say, even arguably, that this is the best year that Fear has ever had. I know that there's been years where there's been many more race cars at the racetrack, and then, you know, back 10, 12 years ago, there was lots of race cars, but I think the economy was different then, and, you know, I was really proud of the Figure 8 racers in both classes. The new Stinger 8 class for us, and that put on a great show, and the Super Figure 8s, you know, we had a Rookie of the Year in Sean Peters, who basically Took the points lead the first night and held on to it, and down to an 11-point lead going into championship night. And by God, I mean, until lap 17, I thought he was actually going to win the championship.
Yeah.
You know, he had a parts failure or something and had to go to the pits. But he was doing exactly what he needed to do. It went down to a 5-point lead from the heat race into the main events, and he stayed right with John Carlson. I mean, he had to be right behind John Carlson. He had to be on John Carlson's back bumper to win the championship. And when he had his parts failure, that's exactly where he was. And he was marching to the front, and John ended up winning and did what he needed to do. And, you know, I don't know, as a promoter of the figure eight auto racing and president of the organization, I really couldn't ask for anything better. I mean, you go into championship night with an 11-point difference between first and second, three cars mathematically could win the championship. And the track championship isn't decided until lap 17 in a 35-lap race. I really don't know how it could get any better than that. So.
You know, one thing I was thinking of is the quality of guys and racers and teams that you have in the Fear group. That sometimes, you know, it's never an easy job being a promoter or being, you know, the leader of a group of racers, and nobody knows what racers are like better than you do. But those guys, I think, probably made your job pretty easy this year.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was really, really quite awesome to go to the racetrack because, you know, you showed up there, and we think we've built a pretty good set of rules that, you know, It's pretty hard to cheat, and the few things that you can maybe cheat on in the Stinger A class, it's fairly easy for people to catch and see, you know, physically with their eyes without having to do a bunch of measuring and you know, tearing cars apart so guys don't have to incur cost of putting them back together after you tear them apart to tech them. And, God, you know, it was really great because there was myself and Doug Delfo as the vice president, two or three board members, really just kind of, you know, There was days that I was an hour and a half late to the track from the time it opened, trying to race my late model car, and so them guys were covering. So it really worked good. It really went really smooth. You know, we had a couple incidences where, you know, we had to deal with tempers flaring or on track incidents. But, you know, I think you're going to have that. You know, you race 20 times in one racing season, and you got, you know, average 15 cars and two classes. I mean, you're going to have some drama, so.
Yeah, going back to you, John, your plans, are we going to find you at the Fall Classic?
I don't know. I haven't decided. You know, I have a big, you know, big compression motor, and it's a Ford, and it runs really well, and they've made some provisions to try and make the crate motor, you know, competitive there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that we discussed it as a race team here about 2 weeks ago, and the thought right now is to go to the Fall Classic with a crate motor and try and run on Saturday night in the limited late model class first, just to see if our crate motor is competitive. If it's competitive, then we'll opt to buy an entry fee and running on Sunday. If it's not, then we'll sit in the grandstands and drink beers.
Ooh. Can I hang out with you on Sunday?
Yeah, you could. But, I mean, we haven't made a decision as of yet as to whether we're going to run the Fall Classic. You know, we've ran 18 races this year, and everybody's kind of ready to be done, and that's kind of what we are. So.
Hey, John, there was a little speculation last weekend. I never really heard what happened. There was speculation that you might be driving an open-wheel car at the Rory Price Memorial Race, and I was wondering, what happened with that? Did that what happened there?
Well, that kind of segues into a bit of information that I'm going to leak on North Sound Racing, that'll probably be the first that anybody's heard. I did get in one of Robert Beck's sprint cars, and I practiced on Friday night, and I practiced it again on Saturday, a couple sessions, and then a good friend of mine, Randy Bowers, I'm drawing a blank because there's too many people, but he was driving somebody else's car, and the motor blew up, and I said, you know, I don't really know if I want to do this, I said. And so he, you know, and I said that before I got in the car on the practice session on Saturday, and I mean, it's probably no secret that I tried to go midget racing last year,
yeah.
And I crashed the thing pretty hard and lost pretty much 90% of my eyesight in one eye, and
wow.
Then I said to myself, you know, I'm just I'm not sure if I want to do this. And then I had, you know, the focus of us trying to win a championship. And so I asked Randy, I said, hey, you know, you want to drive this car if it's okay with Robert Beckett? And he said, God, I'd love to. So it kind of went from there, and he goes, well, what do I got to do? I'm like, well, you know, I already bought a couple sets of tires. I bought this, I bought that. Here you go. Just get in and go. And so it kind of segues to, as far as our 2008 plans is I never, ever, ever normally release them until the 1st of January is when we make our official decision. But I may run 4 or 5 races next year, a couple of them being figure eight races, and I probably would say, if anything, the rest of them will be at Evergreen Speedway. Other than that, I mean, and that might phase to none after that, because I'm done racing cars.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that was my what I wanted to ask you next is what did you learn about John Zaretsky this year?
I learned I'm 35 years old, and I have fun, and I go to the racetrack because I enjoy making friends at the racetrack and just race cars and racing. But you know, I got some endeavors in life, and started a couple new businesses with the gentleman who owns my race team and owns By Design Rockeries, and we've entered into some business deals together, and those are going really well, and I think that the race car kind of hinders from taking care of some of that stuff as well as I want to, and you know, I'm just ready to try something else.
Well, you know, I can kind of speak firsthand from the fact that John Zaretsky likes to help others race, and I hear your, you know, the excitement in your voice listening to this interview tonight, and you know, I almost hear more excitement right now in your voice when you're talking about running the Figure Eight Club than you are about, you know, this is, I don't even know what this, how many championships you've won at Monroe, but it's going to be, that's interesting news that you mentioned there, and you know, I just wish you the best in your future and whatever you decide to do, and John, thank you personally for your help on my car.
Sure, no problem. You know, that's really where I want to be, and it's been cool enough that, you know, the race team and I have had talks about this, and they said, you know, what do you want to do? You know, whatever you want to do. And I said, well, you know, if we can keep the funding from ZipFizz, because they were really excited about, you know, leading up to Championship Night and Championship Night, about still being involved and marketing with our race team. And I said, well, you know, if we can come to terms with it, we have had some talks about it. And I said, you know, what I would really love to do is still go racing, but I'm looking to maybe put somebody else in my race car to drive it and switch to crew chiefing, because I actually really like that better. I like working on the race cars more than I like driving them. I know people say that that's crazy, but I've said that my whole racing career. You know, I got into a race car because, you know, in 1988, I don't know, I was still in high school, and I was trying to crew chief my dad's race car, and I thought we were doing a pretty good job of it, and we would kind of butt heads on some days on what we should do or what we shouldn't do, and it was that year that my brother helped me buy a bomber car, and God, I was so more excited about getting a bomber car, not to drive it, just so I could work on it and try new things. So, you know, it's kind of been that from the start. I never, ever planned on being a race car driver. I just kind of fell into a situation, so...
Well, for those of us who have sat in the stands on numerous occasions and watched you run those race cars, John, I don't want you to get out of it, but I certainly understand why you're going down the path that you are planning to go down. That being said, congratulations on your third championship. That puts you in some pretty heavy-duty company out there at Evergreen Speedway, especially in that division.
Well, you know, that was kind of when we said we were going to come and race here at Evergreen Speedway this year. You know, we said, God, you know, should we run for a championship? And when we started, we said this was our goal. This is what we wanted to do. And it wasn't an easy task. Shane Harding, you know, definitely came on strong at the end of the year, and it was a 28-point difference going into championship night. And you know, we needed to keep our head on straight in points race. And that's not normally me. I'm a win kind of guy.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to do. So I really do appreciate you guys having me on the show, and wanted to put out some thoughts and prayers to Dave Pylon's family, and been listening to the clips and the interviews, and you know, I remember him and Gary up there calling races, and and always joking about him getting down there in that tire going into turn one. So that's kind of funny. So
yeah, it's been quite a ride as far as Super Dave has gone tonight, and it's he's truly going to be missed. Have you got your speech ready for the banquet?
No, I always write the speech on the cocktail napkin.
Oh, do you? Okay, good.
Minutes before I go out, so.
Again, John, congratulations, my friend. It's always been a pleasure, you know, and I really would like to take this opportunity to thank you because, you know, every time I've ever needed you for one thing or another, you've always been there for me and any bizarre project I've been involved in, and I don't know if I've ever really thanked you for, you know, all the help that you've given me and since 1998 when you won your first championship in the division, and I truly appreciate it, man.
Well, I thank you for saying that, and I really want to thank all you guys, you and Carlin Galen, and for putting the time in that you guys do here at North Sound Racing, and hey, you know, it was just all about coming to the racetrack and meeting you guys and making friends.
So. It sure is.
Hey, John, I'll come drive that thing, but Bubba's got to come out of the shop and change tires.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to bring that up, but
you're not actively looking for resumes. So.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, we'll get working on that right away. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right. Take care. John Zaretsky, your 2007 Super Stock Champion. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the 2007 Super Figure 8 Champion, the Cowboy John Carlson. Quite a story. When we come back after these messages on North Sound Racing here on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.